U.S. tanks have smashed into Saddam Hussein's main presidential palace and occupied the compound in the center of Baghdad. In southern Iraq, British troops now say they control most of Basra, the country's second largest city. Television footage from Baghdad has shown American soldiers waving triumphantly from their armored vehicles as they roll through the presidential palace grounds on the banks of the Tigris River. Reporters accompanying the troops say they are also taking over other presidential sites. Multiple columns of U.S. forces move through the Iraqi capital, and senior officers said they sent scores of tanks and armored vehicles into Baghdad. Low-flying warplanes covered the armored columns. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command, Navy Captain Frank Thorpe, says Monday's incursion is a message to the Iraqi government that U.S. forces now have the capability to move into the heart of Baghdad at a moment's notice.
United States armored combat formations are again moving through the city of Baghdad, quite frankly through the heart of Baghdad. The 5th Corps is again conducting armored raids through the city by leadership symbols such as presidential palaces. The Republican Palace is one place that we drove by and visited, as well as the Ministry of Information.
Despite television images that showed U.S. forces driving through downtown Baghdad, Iraqi Information Minister Mohammed Saeed Assakhaf claimed that Iraqi forces are, in his words, slaughtering the attackers. But U.S. military officials dismissed that claim, saying their casualties have been relatively light. Captain Thorpe cautions that the battle for Baghdad is far from over, however.
This is not going to be an easy day. Too early probably to characterize the resistance we're seeing in the city today, but the fight's not over. There still are Republican Guards, Special Republican Guards, as well as other forces of the Iraqi regime that are out and about that will continue to bring the fight to us. We don't know how long they may last.
An aide to Captain Thorpe says Republican Guard forces have taken up positions in a major Baghdad mosque and in city hospitals. Meanwhile, British forces have taken control of most of Iraq's second biggest city, Basra, but continue to face some resistance. After a 2-week siege, British forces blasted their way into Basra on Sunday in a bid to stamp out resistance from paramilitary forces loyal to Saddam Hussein. Group Captain Al Lockwood of the Royal Air Force is the top British spokesman at coalition headquarters.
In Basra, we've had continued success overnight, and the resistance now is down to one pocket within the old town in the Souk area. We have obviously troops moving through there today, being ably assisted by the local population who are identifying where these paramilitaries are holed up and indeed identifying them to us.
Captain Lockwood also says he is pretty sure that British troops found the body of Ali Hassan al-Majid, a notorious Iraqi general and cousin of Saddam Hussein, who was held widely responsible for the gassing of ethnic Kurds in 1988.
I have it on some fairly reliable information that they think that his body has been pulled from the rubble of the building that was bombed.
Coalition warplanes and artillery bombed the Basra residence of Ali Hassan al-Majid last Saturday. Known as Chemical Ali, he was in charge of all Iraqi forces in the south, and if his death is confirmed, would be the first major regime figure killed in the war. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Doha, Qatar.